This is my Bobby Adams light song. Tear assing through the back streets of town and deserted country roads for me and Bobby tear ass so many times before. Sometimes with my best girl. Sometimes Bobby had him one too. Telephone pole was split in two. My skull was split right in two, and my girl pinned in her seat, partially embedded in the dashboard. And for the next 20 minutes, the only sound in the night was the sound of her screams. The sound of the wheel still screams. Their siren mixed with the sound of the screaming girl and the spinning wheel. But when the story was told the next day at the graduation ceremony, everyone said that when the ambulance got there, they could still hear Freebird playing on the stereo.
Up to but it's the same one that I see. Being written up on the ground and wrapped around it. Don't let it fool you, it's highway dream. It's highway.
1980s, Birmingham, Alabama was absolutely one of the worst shitholes on the planet, and it was torn down by years and years of hatred and bigotry and violence and terrible things happening, and it takes a long time to overcome that shit. But by 2000, when we made the record, it was trying so hard to rise above its history, and wrote this song about it. Now Birmingham is definitely one of the most underrated cities in America. And it's a beautiful, beautiful city. And it's got a lot of problems, as we all do. But goddammit, it's a fucking lovely, wonderful city. And I wrote this song about it. It's called Birmingham. George Washington. North Alabama back in the early 1970s, back when dinosaurs could roam the earth. I'm speaking, of course, of the three great Alabama icons, George Wallace, Ronnie Van Zant, Bear Bryant. Who the fuck cares, right? I mean, it was a long time ago. I wrote the song. And yet somehow, in the time of the place where I grew up and came of age, they were so ubiquitous that they had a lot to do with who we grew up to become. I mean, I could not go to high school and walk from my car to the back door without hearing lots of Lynyrd Skynyrd blasting from Camaros, Monte Carlos, Cutlass Supremes, of course, a couple of Cougars. And when Bear Bryant would come to town, there'd be a parade, because them motherfuckers where I grew up, they loved some motherfucking football. And I hated football. I got my ass beat a lot, and I bought a guitar, and I formed a band, and I hit the road. And we didn't play no motherfucking Skynyrd either. We were punk rockers. We were young, and we were full of beans, and we were out to raise hell and create our own stuff. southern voice. Such is the duality of the southern tongue. We were lumped together with that other person on the list. This is the part about George Wallace. George Wallace was the governor of Alabama, basically from 1964 until 1986. He was known as the segregationist voice of a very backwards Jim Crow South that we grew up upon. Standing in the doorways of schools and trying to keep the black kids out. And I grew up hating that motherfucker with all my heart. And what it represented and what it said about all of us down here who are trying to make the South a much better place. Such is the duality of the Southern thing. So imagine my horror when I 2024, Madison Square Garden, it's a fucking Klan rally. What the fuck? Such is the duality of the American thing! Song called The Southern Thing. We'll be right back.
spirit of one. You're the one that frightens your eyes and angry. No, sir, I want it over. That November ain't in the room. A surrender means by which point the view.
Rock and roll bands, incredible music venues, good good cheap burrito? Oh, what else do you need at 30 years old with a bunch of dreams and no money? I got a job working sound at my hi-hat music club on Clayton Street. Awesome place. Made a bunch of friends there, including some people who ended up playing with me in this band somehow. I was working like 1998, and we'd already had sound check, and it's that lull before when the lights are on, but the doors aren't open yet, and the TV set over, the bar is open, on, and the place is basically empty. And I look up, and there's all this newsreel footage from the 1960s of firemen shooting black kids with fire hoses on the streets of Birmingham. Police dogs attacking black people on the streets of Birmingham. Shit, there's George Wallace standing in the doorway of the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, keeping the black folks from entering. What the fuck is that doing on my television set today in 19... Oh. He died. Progress! So I went home and I wrote this song from the devil's point of view, because as we all know, the devil is a southerner. Therefore, he's going to do what any good southerner is going to do when company's coming, even if they're going to be staying forever and ever. He's going to stoke up the fire. He's gonna brew up some delicious sweet tea to welcome the new arrival. This song's called Wallace. Thank you. went to bed and I had the most incredible dream. My band, we were called the Drive-By Truckers. We had made this crazy, crazy thing. We called it a Southern Rock Opera, Betamax Guillotine. And we were playing this Betamax Guillotine in a great big arena in front of thousands of people. Thousands of people. Everybody's out there in the audience shaking their ass and raising hell, hanging banners up in the air that they made themselves and said DBT like the back of that Kiss album. It was amazing. And on this dream, like any, the Southern Rock Opera was set in the 70s, and what self-respecting Southern band, or any band for that matter in that era, wasn't touring with background singers? I mean, Lynyrd Skynyrd had the Honkettes, Red Willie had the Willettes, so I figured the Drive-By Truckers would have the Mulebacks. They'll be standing right there on stage right, shaking their ass, hitting all the notes I can't hit. Mulebacks! But you know what? Sometimes in this world, dreams don't come true. So it's up to you to make my rock and roll dream come true tonight in Nashville, North Carolina. Are you up for the job? There is one little catch, because in this dream, the Mulettes had costume changes. And for this song, they came out in vintage 1972 Alabama cheerleader uniforms. Complete with the pom-poms, everything. No, you're not getting out of this shit. Nor you. Ask them! Are you up for the assignment, Ask them? Raise your pom-poms up in the air! Whoa. We'll be right back.
swept by the pride, their hearts are bound to follow. They're natural to do anything that's manly or just natural. They've done the stress, caught them on some roads and live to tell it. How hard it is for me to admit, but I believe to sell it. It's only simple men can see the logic in water. The smarter men can whittle down, you can fit it on a sticker. Get it stuck by plug, buzz, and names that set the standard. They'll do it like it's gospel, and they'll quote it like it's scripture. staring through his own taillight. Gathered his speed.
Thank you.
car, many out of that gates with swimming shoes. Don't know what his problem is, why he keeps sending me away. Don't know why I put up with his shit when he don't put out his shit so far away. Salem Church of Christ, and he makes good money as long as moves right, keeps everything wrapped and tight. Mama's as good a wife and mama as she can be. And his sister's putting that sweet stuff on everybody's hands and other feet. Brother was the first one, got two fingers and two toes. And it's a damn good thing, cause he needs all 20 feet of good clothes.
Goddamn MJ Linderman records, just the fucking shit. I'm fucking 60 years old, but rock and roll is still saving my life.
Rock to it, my
Your burning out sounds better. It's a culture which we still feel involved in my religion. Have you seen the stories? Flame miles, purgatory, play the skirts. Have you not seen the Lord when he is on my career? This is a ministry to a strass. We're seeing the mountain track and it's someone else. Thank you. zone. I'll grow to miss it less than I will now. And I think I'm gonna tell her that I'm gonna go away for a while, till I can get this feeling out.
there and wake me up when you touch me. Spill about 22 years, and it was the first time we ever played here. I think it was about a third full, and we had such an amazing time. We're like, oh my God, this room is so amazing. We got to figure out how to pull enough people to where they'll maybe have us keep coming back. Thank you. We put out this album in on 9/11/2001. That's crazy. And that just happens to be the day it came out, you know? It's like, we planned that date as a release date. We didn't know it was going to be such a fucked up date. And on the 12th of September 2001, we played the first show of the release of Southern Rock Opera in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, for a handful of really freaked out people who just couldn't take looking at their TV set any longer, and so they had to come out and see a rock show. And I think that's kind of still the case. These are some fucked up, scary times, y'all. And, but you know what? We got each other. We got to stick together. We got to look out for each other. We got to look out for our fellow man. We got to do as Patti Smith said. We got to love each other, motherfuckers. And we have to say, fuck fear. Because these are some scary fucking times, but you know what? Fuck fear. Because fear is that thing that keeps you from doing that thing deep inside of you that you know you were put on this earth to do. So fuck fear. Fear is that thing that enables them to control you and to make you do things that you know is wrong. And to follow people that you know are just fucked up fascist assholes. Fuck fear! This brings us to the conclusion of our little story. From Water Valley, Mississippi, and Jasper, Alabama, the Bobby Mat, Matt Patton. On the drums, from Athens, Georgia, the Easy Beat, Brad Morgan. As of this coming August 1st, my partner in crime and music has been the Stroker Ace, Mike Cooley.
Yeah, we see some crazy shit. It just keeps getting crazy.
Back in September, we had the honor and the privilege of being invited to play Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday party at the beautiful Fox Theater in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. And for that special, special occasion, we pulled out an old Wet Willie song that we actually first learned how to play in 2001 for the original Southern Rock Opera tour. So we're going to play this one for you tonight. We're living through some fucked up shit, motherfuckers, but sometimes you just gotta keep pushing and keep on smiling.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to go home. I'm ready to bring up some dear friends from Asheville, North Carolina. Thank you. y'all, we're going to see y'all tomorrow night, too. Same time.